I want to face this toward you because you guys cared enough to come down here tonight, and you're to be commended. I wish all of Tulsa were here tonight. And guys, thanks for bringing up this whole river development issue. And thank you for inviting us to give public input. My background is in architecture. And when I was in college, we did a lot of riverfront development. Did a project on Baltimore's pier right next to the National Aquarium. And I'm getting a lot of calls from people who say, why do you want to build in the river? So I sat down at my kitchen table and got my computer, and I said, could we come up with a plan where we get river development, but instead of building out in the river where you got all those environmental problems and you got to kick the lease turn off of river nesting grounds and all of that kind of stuff, let the river be the river. Don't interrupt its flow, but build on the riverbank with freshwater pools, which is what I'm illustrating here. Freshwater pools. There's even a city in Texas that has a kayaking course where you have rocks and it's all freshwater. You can have fountains. You could create an entirely artificial environment on the riverbank beside the river for a fraction of the cost of the Channels project and do it without raising taxes. And to me, that's something worth looking at, because to me it is the height of irresponsibility to ask the taxpayers for what's going to amount to close to $1 billion just to say, hey, look how cool we are, we're building out in the river, when you could have river development for a fraction of the cost. One thing that the Audubon Society brought up and that I'd like to mention, in the articles I've been reading in the paper, they say that this project is geared toward a class of people and an age group, a demographic, that are interested in being environmentally friendly. Yet the Channels project is going to flood the nesting grounds of the lease tern, the little bird that lays her eggs. Now the beauty of this proposal, because we don't impact the river, we don't kick the lease tern out of her home, she can still lay her eggs, and we have fun along the river in this development, and we do it all without raising taxes. Because to me, that's responsible government, to try to do this with private funding. And then we get back to doing the basics. Because really, guys, Tulsa is a city that's been distracted for about 10 years with all these different projects, and we haven't been doing the basics. We need to set priorities. We need to fix our streets and our crumbling ditches so they're not falling on our heads. We need to fight crime so my daughter and I can go down to the park at 9 o'clock at night and not worry that we're going to get mugged and thrown into a dumpster. And we need to fix our family schools. One of the reasons people don't move into Tulsa but move to the outer line communities, even realtors will direct people out of Tulsa. Go to Jenks, go to Broken Arrow, go to Union, they've got better schools. We've got some real problems we could address that would draw young professionals to town. And I think we need to get back to doing those things. And I think that would be very successful and good. So my public input, and of course you guys have seen it, and I don't mean to be offensive, it's just that there are a lot of people like me, and this is my public input. No river tax. You don't have to pay. I think it's a high degree of responsibility to ask Tulsa to pay, just so we can say, hey, look at us, we're cool, you build in the river, when you could do it on the riverbank for a fraction of the cost.